Hey, I'm Andy Hill from the band Manchester Orchestra. You're listening to Lane Mitchell on Sonic 1029.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, it's Lane Mitchell. Thank you so much for downloading the 122nd edition of my podcast. This week, we're treated to a special guest performance by Sonic Boom Band Manchester Orchestra. They were in town actually a couple of years back, and they performed in the Point West Honda Listener Lounge. It was absolutely incredible. And I figured since they're on the lineup for this year's Sonic Boom, September 4th at Northlands, Sonic Boom weekend, your chance to win tickets all weekend long on Sonic 1029. Hey, why not? Let's throw it in the podcast. Manchester Orchestra interview and performance coming up. Facebook for fetuses, Alex Trebek's Dirty Little Secret, and all kinds of news and entertainment crap that we call a radio show.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Meatloaf collapsed live on stage during a show in Pittsburgh last week. Heat, exhaustion, drugs, who knows what the cause was. The part I found interesting, he went back out on stage and finished the show. Wouldn't you feel a little guilty watching the rest of a show after the performer literally loses consciousness in the middle of his set? Not to mention, that's got to be a little awkward for Meatloaf. Like, what, do you act like it didn't happen? Do you try and pass it off as an impromptu nap? And the mansion from the TV show Entourage has been sold. $4.2 million. A TV producer bought the 7-bedroom, 8-bath home just last year for almost $6 million. He lost a pile of money on it. 7-bedroom, 8-bath. Is it just me or is it odd for a house to have more bathrooms than bedrooms? I mean, especially when you consider how cheap adult diapers are. And hey, the cast of the TV show Friends spent a lot of time doing it. Yeah, in fact, the six main characters on that show, over the course of their 10-season run, had a combined total of 85 sexual partners, more than any other TV show in history. With Joey, Matt LeBlanc's character, having the most, 17 partners, while Chandler scored only 9 times. Although I bet it's 9 times more than whoever put together this survey.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, last week I told you Alex Trebek chased down a burglar who broke into his hotel room. But did you know the 71-year-old Jeopardy host sleeps naked?
Saw a figure in our hotel bedroom, and I put on my underwear and ran down the hall to see if I could find her.
Rewind that for a sec. If you listen carefully.
I put on my underwear and.
Yeah, right there. Somebody heard he slept naked and they just dropped all their stuff on the floor. I don't know about you, but I think after age 50, we should just glue your underwear right onto your body. And hey, rapper Soulja Boy bought himself a nice little gift for his 21st birthday. A $55 million private jet. Yeah, G5 private jet with custom leather seats, flat screen TVs, yes, more than one. Not even Oprah Winfrey's jet cost that. And that's saying something, because she's still going to be relevant next year.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Okay, hang on. You wanted to comment on this Alex Trebek thing?
Is it really such a surprise that the dude sleeps in the nude? I mean, anybody who's ever been in a men's locker room knows that old dudes have no problem being naked in front of other people.
Actually, that is true.
There's always like this awkward, silent tension. Like everybody just wants to do their thing and get out of there. And there's always one old dude just letting it all hang out.
Well, yeah. And the worst part is instead of just having a door to the change room, there's that maze. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, because I'll tell you what happened. The other day I was at the gym. I walked through the little maze. I walked in and I saw an old guy just gotten out of the shower. And I don't know, he was picking a penny up off the ground.
Oh, God.
But there's no warning for that. At least if you have a door that swings inward, you can kind of bat him out of the way on your way in.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what you're getting into. It's like once you're past the point of no return, you can't turn around and walk out, right? Because he knows exactly what you're doing.
Well, yeah, and I mean, some may consider it juvenile to go, "Oh, my God! Oh, my God!"
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
I've been watching a lot of CNN this week. You know, they have it on the TVs at the gym and stuff. And I'm always fascinated by CNN news. For one thing, I learned the U.S. raised the debt ceiling this week, which I've actually been hearing about for about 2 weeks now. just kind of seems like the biggest buildup ever to probably the most mundane event possible. I mean, people don't throw you a parade when you call Visa to increase your limit, right? But for some reason, when the government does it, it's sort of a big deal. What sort of fascinated me about this, though, I was watching this story. They follow it up by saying that Jennifer Lopez will reprise her role on American Idol on the judging panel. And apparently the figure they agreed on for Jennifer Lopez is over $20 million. She's going to make more than $20 million this year judging on American Idol. I mean, you know, this country's talking about how their finances are in shambles. Then they follow it up with a story about, you know, how a judge in a karaoke contest is making $20 million this year. And not to mention paying $20 million for something a room full of drunk people would probably do for free. It doesn't make the best fiscal sense, does it?
No. It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Mel Gibson reportedly celebrated 5 years of sobriety last week, even had a little party with some friends. And the actor claims to have been clean and sober since his 2006 DUI arrest. You know what's gotta suck? To go to all the effort to quit drinking, only to learn that you're even crazier when you're sober?
Find your own goddamn service! I can't get like this anymore!
Yeah. And hey, last week we learned that Charlie Sheen's ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, is off to rehab for the 15th time. 15! Now, she was going to try a controversial and possibly even dangerous rapid detox program down in Mexico. It's actually illegal in the U.S. But Charlie didn't approve, so he swung by and picked her up in his private jet and dropped her off at a place he's a little more familiar with. Which I gotta say, when Charlie Sheen personally picks you up and takes you to rehab, I think that's when you know you have a problem. And hey, Kanye West hired Gordon Ramsay. Yeah, the Hell's Kitchen guy. He hired Gordon Ramsay for cooking lessons. Yeah, I mean, one's a rapper who couldn't even control his mouth in a room full of people at the Grammys. The other is a chef suffering from undiagnosed explosive rage disorder. Yeah, let's put those two in a room full of knives.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Mike the Situation Sorrentino from Jersey Shore just signed a six-figure deal endorsing a line of tuxedos. Tuxedos! The CEO for the company says, quote, "This is great for the industry." Which is probably the real reason the Situation did it. No, it wasn't the hundreds of thousands of dollars. No, he was just genuinely concerned for the future of the tuxedo industry. How much do you want to bet the Situation's never even heard of a tuxedo until this deal came along? And a company online is now selling fart-filtering underwear. Yeah, underwear with an activated carbon filter inside. Now, it says here they come in all shapes and sizes. Sizes, I believe, but shapes? I'm somehow guessing they're not available in a thong. Just a guess. And hey, you used to have to be 13 years old to get a Facebook page. Apparently so many people have been making pages for their unborn children, seriously, that Facebook has now added the category of expected child. Yeah, in utero social networking. My question, what do you put on your fetus's Facebook status updates? Braiding my umbilical cord into a friendship bracelet? Anxiously awaiting go time? Sitting on mommy's bladder like it's a beanbag chair? I don't know if that's necessary.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic Session performance.
Joining us in studio, a band who's playing tonight along with Cage the Elephant and Silver Sun Pickups at the Edmonton Event Center, Manchester Orchestra. So, first off, why don't you give us a little background on the band?
Sure. We're from Atlanta, Georgia. We formed when we were all about 16. We've been playing in a band together for, you know, the last 5 or 6 years. And we started doing this and making records, and then people started liking them. And here we are.
Well, congratulations on an absolutely fantastic CD. I've been listening to it nonstop for about 3 or 4 days. I lost the CD cover, so I can't remember the names of any of the songs. But
doesn't matter.
Number 7, All Right With Me.
You burnt the record, didn't you?
So you're from Atlanta. Why Manchester Orchestra?
Because of the city in England, and the Smiths were from there, and I thought they were really cool when I was in high school. So.
But you're not an orchestra.
Yeah. Who cares?
And that's just a big influence for you guys as well?
Kind of. I mean, I guess at that point they were. We were really influenced by bands like Built to Spill and Modest Mouse and Granddaddy, The Weaker Than, stuff like that. Those are kind of like our main influences.
We'll chat more in just a sec here. First, you're going to play us a song?
Yeah, we'll play our song, I've Got Friends.
Manchester Orchestra.
Dirty on the ground is what I need. Got another one to tell you and another one to make you believe. Pity on the cross, I tried to be the one you needed when I told you that you wanted something bigger than me. I've got friends in all the right places. I know what they want and I know they don't want me to stay. I said that I've got friends in all the right places. I know what they want and I know they don't want me to stay. You and I will rise when I need you. I need it quickly. In case you never know. Oh, 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 oh. Oh. I can't play you where I'm not supposed to. Anyways. Dirty on the crown is what I see. Got another one to tell you, another one to make you believe. Kitty on the grass, I tried to be the one you needed when I told you that you wanted something bigger than me. Well, I've got friends in all the right places and what they want, and I know they don't want me to stay. I said that I've got friends in all the right places and what they want, and I know they don't want me to stay. You and I will ride when I need you. I need it quickly. In case you never know. Oh, 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 oh. Oh. Well, I've got friends in all the right places and know what they want, and I know they don't want me to stay. I said that I've got friends in all the right places and know what they want, and I know they don't want me to stay. Stay. It's a pity that you're seeing through who I am. I got another one to tell you, never thought I'd get this bad.
Woo! Woo! Manchester Orchestra in the Axe Music Listening Lounge on Sonic 102.9, an Atlanta band. What's the music scene like in Atlanta anyway?
It's not bad, you know. We got some good bands coming up now. There's a lot of hip-hop, a lot of good producers, but I think the rock side of Atlanta is finally coming out.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of really cool bands that are starting now in Atlanta that I think will, you know, they're taking some of those first steps to kind of get out there. But it's unique enough, and we see a lot of music and, you know, see a lot of bands, and there's a lot of really unique stuff going on, so it could be cool.
Now, Manchester Orchestra, you guys have been on, geez, Letterman, Conan, Fallon. Those are some pretty big milestones for a lot of bands. What was that like, anyway?
It's fun.
Yeah, like how, you know, you never think...
It's like the prom.
Yeah.
You go alone?
Yeah.
You cry all night?
Yeah.
Waiting.
You stay at home watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy?
Bottle of SoCo and...
Going, she'll show up. She'll show up.
I still have my ticket and my tux.
No, it's not like that, dude. No, it's you know, I guess, you know, when you start a band and you start doing things that are like milestones like that, you're exactly right. Like you're climbing these steps, and that was just one of those steps that I don't think we ever thought we would get to, and we did, and it just kind of blew by, you know. And then we got to do it again. We've done Letterman twice, and Conan and Fallon, and they were all just, it was crazy every time. Yeah.
So what's the next big milestone?
I don't know. Here we are.
This is it.
Conquering the Great North.
The Great White North.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much. I mean it with all sincerity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your CD is honestly one of the best ones I've heard this year.
Man, certainly that's in my very top kind. 10 thank you.
For the entire year, I'll tell you that much. Andy and Chris from Manchester Orchestra, you can catch them tonight with KG Elephant and Silver Sun Pickups.
Awesome. Thank you. This song's called Shake It Out. Shake it out, shake it out. God, I need another and another and another and another. I could feel it now. I felt the Lord in my Father's house. I could see standing, you were 17, to make it clean. I am the living ghost of what you need. I am everything eternally. God, just speak. 'Cause I'm done being done with a funeral, at least for now. Are you tired of being alone? Are you tired of being alone? Floor of my neighbor's house. And I could see standing, I was 17, make it clean. I am the living ghost of what you need. I am everything eternally. God, just speak. 'Cause I'm done being done with a funeral, at least for now. Are you tired of being alone? Are you tired of being alone? Speak to me.
gotta shake it out, shake it out. I've gotta break it down, break it out. I've gotta come around. I need it now more than I ever have. Oh God, you've gotta shake it out, shake it out. You've gotta break it down, break it out. I've gotta come around. I need it now more than I ever have.
They're playing Sonic Boom 2011, September 4th in Northlands. Thank you so much. Manchester Orchestra, everybody.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.